We continue our learning. We begin Maseches Menachos. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We begin with an introduction. There are several types of flower offerings of Menachos. The most common is the Minchas Nisachim. Minchas Nisachim means whether it's a Karban Tzibur or a Karban Yachid. If you're bringing an Ola or Shlamim of an animal, along with that, we pour a lot of wine down the Mizbeach. And in addition to that, there's a flower offering. That's called the Minchas Nisachim, the mincha that comes along with the wine. There's the Minchas HaOmer, which was a flower offering of barley that was brought on the 16th of Nisan. The Shtei HaLechem that were brought on Shavuos have the status of a mincha offering as well. The Lechem Papanim brought every week, placed on the Shulchan, the 12 chalos, the 12 matzos. That's a mincha. A Minchas Chote, we've mentioned this when we learn Masechah Shavuos, the Korban Ola V'Yored, when certain averus a person may do, Shavuos Bitui, which we've mentioned, Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, a person walks into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei and did that Bishogeg, and he's very poor, so can't bring a Keves, can't even afford birds, he can bring the Minchas Chote, he can bring a flower offering for that. There's the Minchas Sota, that's described in Parshas Naso, called the Minchas Kinaos, literally of jealousy, that was made of barley. It's another type of mincha. The Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, brought a korban mincha every day, known as the Minchas Chavitin. That's another mincha. The day that a Kohen is mitchanech to do avodah, is trained and prepared and ready to begin his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say Kohen is appointed Kohen Gadol. So before he begins his avodah, he brings what's called as a minchas chinuch from the training. So, but then we have the Minchas Nedava. Finally, is a mincha that a person can is a mincha that a person can donate. And here the Torah describes in Vayikra Perek Beis V'nefesh Ki Sakriv Korban Mincha. This is where someone of his own accord wants to bring a Korban Mincha. There are five different types of Minchas Nedava. One is the Minchas Soles. One is and we'll describe all of these in the Masechta. Minchas Ma'afei Tanur, which are chalos, but also matzah. Chalos. Then you have Minchas Ma'afei Tanur, which are Rikikim, so that's also has the same title, but here they're wafers and not Chalos. A Minchas, number four of the Minchas Nedav is known as the Minchas Machavas, and number five is the Minchas Marcheshes. The Machavas is a frying pan, a flat, Marcheshes is a deeper type of pan, and all of these Menachos, the Minchas Nedava, are brought of wheat. You require oil to Bilulav Hashem and Levona and frankincense. A kometz of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. If a Kohen, though, brings a Korban Mincha, there's no kometz at all, and the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Just like when it comes to the avoda of a Behema, there are four avodas. We've mentioned the Shechita, and the Kabbalah Sadam, and the Holacha to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika. So there is no blood when it comes to a Mincha, but there are four equivalent types of avodos. You have the kemitza, which is like the shechita, which we've mentioned many times. You take it with the three middle fingers. There's the placing of the kometz in a kli shares. That's number two. There's the holacha to the mizbech. And then there's the haktara, the burning of the mincha, that flower offering on the mizbech itself. As we'll see in the coming Mishnayos, the concept of pigul, which is shelo bizmano, and shelo bimkomo, which disqualifies the carbon, although there's no kares, if one eats it, and shelo lishma, that all applies to an animal, it applies to a carbon mincha as well. We begin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This should sound very familiar. This was the beginning of Masech HaZvachin. We're applying the same concept. Any mincha that was, that where the kemitza was done, that's the equivalent of the tshchita, where the kohen placed his fingers in and flattened it down the middle three middle fingers on the palm. We'll describe that in detail. If this was done, though, shalol l'shma, so take for example, person is bringing a mincha, a nedava. And he's bringing a minchas marcheshes. Marcheshes is the deeper pan. And he did the kemitza with in mind that I'm bringing a mincha machavas, which is in the flatter frying pan. Or let's say he did a kemitza with in mind that is when he's bringing a minchas nedava, a donated voluntary karban, but he had in mind that this mincha, this flour that I'm doing the kemitza for, is for a minchas chote, is for an avera that I did. So the Mishnah here says, ksheros, the menachos are kosher, and you can take the kmitza and be makter it, burn it on the mizbech, and the leftover of the flour can be eaten by the kohanim, as if they were done the shema, even though we're not done the shema, but elo shalo alula balim shemchova. The owner who said he's going to donate a mincha, so he doesn't fulfill his obligation, and he has to bring another mincha. Chutz b'minchas chote, we may remember that applied to a carbon chatas was an exception, so was the carbon pesach, to the rule of shalom l'shma. Minchas chote, we said a very poor person brings in a case of a shvuas ha'ed, a shvuas bitu, tomas mikdash nekadoshav, all we described in masecha shvuos, except that, enu minchas knos, and the minchas sota. Here, minchas chote or minchas kanos, if these karbanos had the kmitza done shalom l'shma, so then they're completely disqualified, they're completely puzzle, and we'll explain why that is. Meaning, if a person brings a minchas chote or minchas kanos and has in mind another karban, so that minchas chote, mincha of kanos, of sota, is going to be completely puzzle. So, yes, if you bring a regular mincha within mind and you had in mind a minchas chote, that's fine. Because the mincha that you were bringing was a donated mincha, or minchas machavas, you had in mind machesheth, that's fine. But if you're bringing a minchas chote, that's what you chayev to bring. Or a mincha of a sota, and you had in mind another karban, is completely puzzle. The Mishnah explains, minchas chote, minchas kanos, shekamatzon shelo lishman, if you have a minchas chote, again, where you did this avera, where you need to bring karban olav yored, but you're very poor, you're bringing a flour offering, or the mincha v'sota, and the kmitz was done shelo lishma, or nasan b'kli, or let's say you placed the komet in a klisha race, and that you didn't have in mind shelo lishma, but v'hilech, v'hiktir, but you brought the komets to the mizbeach with in mind shalom l'shma, with in mind a different karban, not the minchas chote in mind, not the mincha of sota in mind, but another type of mincha, or v'hiktir, or you burnt it on the mizbeach with another karban in mind shalom l'shma, any one of the avodas that was done shalom l'shma. So for a different karban, within mind, it should be a donated karban. Let's say you did one of the avodas at the beginning of lishma, but then you did another avodah shalom lishma, or shalom lishman v'lishman, or shall let's say you started shalom lishman. Let's say you did the kmitza shalom lishma, but then you did the haktar and the mizbeach lishma. So that doesn't matter what order you did it in. Either way, psulos, and the leftover this one, therefore not brought eaten by the kohanim. It's completely pasul, and of course you have to bring another one. But it's more than that. It's not even. Not only is not Ola Labaili Mishum Chova, but it's completely disqualified. Where do we learn this from? So when it comes to an Minchas Chote, it says Ki Chatasi. Sounds like you're calling it like a carbon chatas. So it is to some extent, but it's not an animal. So the fact that we call it ki chatasi, and regarding the mincha of the sota, minchas knos, it says minchas zikaron mazkeres avon. Avon is also a sin. So therefore, the chachamim said we're going to treat the minchas chote and the minchas knos as we treat a carbon chatas. And we know when it comes to a carbon chatas, we learned in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim that if that is done shalom l'shma, that is possible. So these Aveira flower offerings are also possible if they're done shalom l'shma. What was the source that a chata shalom l'shma is possible, a regular animal? There the pasuk said, Vayikra Dalid v'shachat osah l'chatas. This must be shechid lechatas, which means l'shem chatas. So we apply that over here, and therefore shalom l'shma is going to be possible. Then the Mishnah says, ketzad l'shman shalom l'shman. It gives Mishnah an example. Where do we have a case where it's l'shman properly for the minchas chote or minchas kanos, but then you switch shalom l'shman, l'shem minchas chote u'l'shem minchas nedava. Meaning you did one of the avodas, let's say the kmitza, within mind the minchas chote, which is the correct karban. But then a later avodah, the halacha, or the haktar, the mizbeach, you were placing it in the klisha race, you had in mind, no, a minchas nedava donated karban. That would be an example where lishman first and then shalom lishman afterwards, and of course it would be possible. Oh, shalom lishman v'lishman. Where do you have the reverse where it's shalom lishma first and then lishma afterwards? But either way, it's possible. L'shem minchas nedava first, that was shalom lishma. L'shem minchas chote, that's lishma. But since you did one of the avodos, shelo lishma, the whole avoda is going to be possible. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, achas minchas chote v'achas kol ha-menachos shekmatzon zar. We're going to have a list of people who are possible to do the avoda. And we've had this when it came to the animal, to karbonos as well. So whether it's a minchas chote or even any other mincha, it's the main matter. Any other mincha, if it's the kmitz was done by someone who's pasul to the avoda, so it's going to be pasul. So who's on the list? Number one, zar. Someone is not a kohen. Onen, kohen who lost a relative. He has before the kvura or the day of the day of the. Assuming it's the day of the passing, person is an onen, cannot do avoda. Tvul yom. We mentioned the tvul yom in the past. Someone who was tamei. Let's say he touched a sheretz, a dead mouse, one of the eight rutzim, and then went to the mikvah. Has to wait till the sun sets, till it gets dark, in order to become tahor. So as a tvul yom, he cannot do the avoda. Mechusar begadim. This is a Kohen who is lacking in the proper clothing. What is he pasul the avoda? The pasuk says in the context of wearing a big day kuhuna, it says v'ha'yisal lahem kuhuna l'chukas olam. So it sounds like that kuhuna is based on the law of kuhuna, is based on wearing those garments, and that's the famous principle b'gzman shem b'gdeyam alehem kuhuna sam alehem. The Gemara says when the kohanim are wearing their clothing, their kuhuna is upon them. They're not wearing their clothing, their kuhuna is not upon them. So although he's a kosher kohen, he's not wearing the proper begadim. It's going to invalidate the avoda, and that's when it comes to mincha here as well. Mechusar kipurim, someone who, let's say, a metzora, we had a zav as well, who went through the seven clean days that they're supposed to count, seven, or the metzora, who now is tara for seven days, goes through the tara process, but is not brought yet the karbanos on the eighth day to achieve full kapara. So such a kohen who's a mechusar kipurim, lacking kapara, cannot engage in the avoda. Shelo ruchutz yadayim raglayim. Let's say a kohen completely kosher, not tamei, but he didn't wash his hands and feet. Why is he pasul? So there, regarding washing the hands and feet, it says from the kior, it says chukas olam. So we have a gzera shava. We had chukas olam when it came to the big day kuna. Chukas olam, it's a law forever when it comes to washing from the kior. The gzera shava links the two and tells us, just like when it comes to big day kuhuna, they're not considered a kohen without them. You're not considered a kohen without washing yadayim v'raglayim. Arel, someone who hasn't had a bris milah, even if it's for medical purposes. Let's say there's a chazak in the family. The first two older brothers died from a bris milah. We don't give the third brother bris milah. Nonetheless, he's an arel, cannot do the avoda. Tamei, kohen who is tamei. Yoshev, if he is sitting during the time of the avoda, he has to be standing. Pasuk says la'amod olisharis. That's an obligation to stand. Omed al gabe kalim. Let's say he's not standing on the floor. So there's a chatzitza. The Kohen's feet, his barefoot, supposed to touch the floor. He's doing the av when he does the avoda. Does the avoda when his feet are not on the floor? That's considered a chatzitza, an interposition. That's not allowed. Or al gabe behemi, standing on an animal. Or gabe ragle chaver. Or even he's standing on the feet of his friend. That's a bigger chiddush, because normally we say min b'mino ena chotzeitz, if it's a like mind, the same material, so to speak. Here, it's a human being. It's a skin of someone else. So maybe that should not be a chatzitza. Here, we assume it's going to be a chatzitza as well. Cannot stand on the legs of his friend when he's doing the avoda. Kamatz bismol pasal. And if he did the kmitza with his left hand, pasal and pasal is going on. Of course, everything on this list. Kmitza has to be done with the right hand. How do I know that? So the pasuk, when it comes to mitzora, says v'lakacha kohen. When it comes to the mitzora, and we mentioned this a little bit in Zvachin, it says v'lakacha kohen milog Hashem en v'yatzak al kafa kohen asmolis. What does it say? It says the kohen should take from the log of oil, which he eventually is going to put on the mitzora's thumb and his earlobe and his big toe. So it says, and he puts it, and the kohen puts the oil on his left hand. So what does that mean? Why does the Torah have to say al-kaf ha-kohen ha-smalis on the left palm? So that shows you that unless you mention left, I assume right. So when it says vayakreves ha-mincha vayamalech ha-po mimena, he fills up his palm with the mincha, which is the kmitza, so that we assume it says he puts it on his palm and it does not delineate what type of palm it is, the left. So that automatically shows me that it must be the right one. So that's why doing the kmitza with the right hand is proper, with the left hand is invalid. Rabbi Nisera Omer Yachzir. Ben Nisera says, take the kometz. You did the kometz wrong, so put it back in the kli shareis and do it again. V'yachzor the yikmot b'yamin, and then take it out with the right hand. In fact, the Gemara assumes that Ben Nisera is saying this regarding every case that we spoke about where the kmitza was done improperly, so just fix it. So put on the clothing and become tor, etc. Then the Mishnah says, "Kamatz va'ala b'yado tzror." Let's say the Kohen does the kmitza out of the flour with his three middle fingers, places on the palm, and he notices in his hand there's a rock. So if there's a rock, that means that you're lacking in the shiur and the measure and the amount of kmitza flour that you need, because the rock is taking over a little pebble, is taking over a little bit of the space. O gargir melach. Or let's say he has, a grain of salt, which even now, although we do salt the mincha afterwards, that's true, before we put on the mizbeach, nonetheless, here at the time of the kmitza, you can only have flour, can't have anything else. O koret shelavona, or a little particle of frankincense. And it's true also we'll plate frankincense later when we put it on the mizbeach with the kometz, but right now I can't have any lavona, the kohen can't have it in his hand. Pasul that invalidates the kometz. The Bnei Sha'amr, because the Chachamim have taught us, Hakav said, Hakometz, Hayeser, Vahechaser, Pasel. Kometz, whether you have more, that's it, sticking out of his hands, or the Mishnah will describe what that is. Or Chaser, you're lacking, that's Pasel. To be Makrif, you need the exact amount. Ezu Hayaser, asked the Mishnah, Shekematzo, Nivorot. Which means it's heaped, it's sticking out of the. You have your three fingers on your palm, and there's flour sticking out on either side. That's not a kosher kmitza. That's too much. Ezahu v'chaser. What's considered lacking? Shekamatzu brashesh bosav. Let's say you did the kmitza not with your entire digits placed down on your palm, but just the tips of your fingers on top is what you place down. That's not enough. And of course, if it's have a particle of frankincense and salt and a pebble, then of course that's chaser as well. Ketzadosa, how do we do the kmitza? Mishnah describes what to do. Poshet es etbo sav al pas yado. What does the Kohen do? He extends his fingers over the palm of his hand, and that's how the kmitza is done. If there's any excess flour, so he wipes it off. He has his thumb on one side, his pinky on the other side, he wipes them off, so we have the exact amount. This is, it's important for us to realize that there are menachos that are going to have the kmitza after their bake. Some are when it's flour, that's true. Minchas soles, no doubt, is when we do the kmitza at that point when it's flour, it's still flour. But many menachos have to be made into some type of bread or matzah, really, before you do the kmitza. Pasosa sopitim, minchas machavas, we spoke about the deep frying pan, the griddle, the machavas rather. Is the frying pan. The marcheshes is the one that's a deep pan. So those, we bake them first, and the kmitza is only done afterwards. But in either case, it's done the same way. He spreads his fingers, those three middle fingers on the palm, and wipes away anything that may be coming out on the sides.